That's a crazy thing when you fumble. It's not like I did anything different on those plays. I have however many I've taken this year. So, but we focused on it. I focused on it, I guess, and we'll just keep moving forward, and hopefully it won't happen again.
Is it easy to put behind you, though?
It's tough, but I honestly believe you have to. But it's tough. I mean, obviously, you think about it, but you can't because there's multiple other things you need to be thinking about. And if that is in your head, then you're not thinking about everything else that you should be.
Jordy, I looked at your history. I mean, a little bit. You've never really been a fumbler anywhere, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially, yeah. No. It's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating, but
reality check, because you were kind of cruising along, everybody was singing your praises, you've been off to a very good start, and all of a sudden all we do is come in here and ask you, are you to keep your job, are you history of fumbling?
You guys are great about that, aren't you?
I mean, there's blood in the water now, right?
Right. I honestly didn't expect anything less. I mean, from media to fans to, I mean, I'm sure there's players in the locker room thinking, why is he getting a second chance? But hopefully what we've done in the past is, you know, kind of set a foundation for what we can do and continue forward and just eliminate the fumbles, and we'll be in good shape.
Thanks for when it happens, maybe it's on other teams. Do your guys, like, say, all right, this guy, we're going to go after him because he's vulnerable? You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of that is, like, more on the strip attempts. So that's something, obviously, these weren't strip attempts. These were just getting hit and the ball coming out, so. But, yeah, I mean, you see it with, I mean, Adrian Peterson, that's all they ever talked about. And it is an emphasis. I mean, if people put the ball on the ground, everyone knows it. And if you're running and they have you held up a little bit, they're going to be pulling at the ball. So, but it's one thing. Once that happens, once you get held up, two hands instantly go. And I think that's a little easier to hold on to than just getting hit and coming out.
There's still plenty of good stuff to build on, though. I mean, you guys, I mean, your average was among the elite leaders there for the first few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we have things to build on. I think that's maybe one reason why I'm still back there. But the guys up front have been doing a great job. I just need to continue to do what I was doing and not put the ball on the ground and keep putting our offense in a good situation out of 30, 35, and even 40 and beyond. So hopefully that continues and we'll get a big one.
Sean had said yesterday just occasionally he'd like to see just get a little higher. Do you tend to carry it lower? Is that just the way? Is it I don't want to say it's a bad habit, but it's just the way you carried it in the past?
I don't know. It might be. I think the only one that can carry it as high as I think everyone wants it is Tiki Barber. And obviously there's a reason why everyone wants it there. When he did that, he fixed his problem. So, but I think I do need to do that, but I think part of with the kickoff return, when I'm catching it standing still, I'm trying to get going, so you're really, you know, pumping your arms and whatnot to get going, because it's hard to run, I mean, with one arm strapped to your chest. So, but yeah, once I get going and get into people, I need to, you know, pull it up, keep it tight, and keep it on the outside away from all the defenders.